Greetings in the name of our wonderful Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This is Pastor Dwight Oswald, and today I'm sharing with you my earnestly contending letter for March 2025. And it is titled, The Obedience of Faith. If you want to know about the person of Christ, study the Gospel of John. If you want to know about the work of Christ, study Hebrews. If you want to know how the righteousness of God is acquired, then study Romans. Of course, there is overlap, as all three subjects are covered in all three books. However, the major theme in Romans is the righteousness of God, and specifically how it is acquired by faith and lived out in the life by faith. Romans 1:16 and 17, "For I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God to salvation for everyone who believes, for the Jew first and also for the Greek. For in it the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith. As it is written, the just shall live by faith." W.E. Vine says, "From faith points to the initial act. To faith, to the life of faith, which issues from it." Paul begins and ends the letter of Romans with the very same emphasis, namely, the obedience of faith, Romans 1:5 and 16:26. Paul's apostolic calling was for the obedience of faith among all Gentiles, Romans 1:5. The gospel was evangelistically made known to the Gentiles for obedience to the faith, Romans 16:25 and 26. John Stott says, quote, "The proper response to the gospel is faith, as Paul has stressed throughout his letter. But it is a faith which itself is obedient and which issues in a life of obedience." End quote. There are many who miss the obvious emphasis that faith itself is a response of obedience. Many want to say that the obedience of faith is the fruit that issues from faith. But the text plainly makes faith itself a matter of obedience. We are not saved by the obedience of works, but we are saved by the obedience of faith. Faith is a non-meritorious, non-works response of obedience from the heart. Compare Romans 4:16, 10:9 and 10, and Ephesians 2:8 and 9. Jesus will one day come in flaming fire, taking vengeance on those, quote, "who do not obey the gospel," 2 Thessalonians 1:8. The issue is always the obedience of faith. This is certainly the emphasis in Romans 1:5, "for obedience to the faith among all nations." Romans 6:17, "you obeyed from the heart." Romans 10:16, "not all obeyed the gospel." Romans 15:18, "to make the Gentiles obedient." Romans 16:26, "for obedience to the faith." The hallmark emphasis in Romans is that the righteousness of God is acquired by faith alone. But it must be the right kind of faith. Saving faith is shown to be from the heart, Romans 10:9 and 10, involving a response of obedience. This and this alone is shown to be saving faith. Christ must be believed on as Savior, Romans 3:22 through 26. And he must be believed on as Lord. Note the emphasis on our Lord throughout Romans. Romans 1:3, 4:24, 5:1, 11, 21, 6:11, 23, 7:25, 8:39, 10:9, 12, 13, 12:11, 14:6 through 14, 15:6, 16:18, 20 and 24. Wow. We are commanded to believe in Jesus for who he is. That is in his name. Whenever a person believes in Jesus for who he is as Lord and Savior, that is a response of obedience. It is a response of the heart involving the will. This reality that we are saved by the obedience of faith destroys the idea that human response and human responsibility are not involved in saving faith. Now, admittedly, there is mystery here, for apart from the sovereign working of God, none would come to faith. There is none that seeks after God, Romans 3:11. Yet, At the same time, we are not merely robots. The idea of obedience, as in the obedience of faith, involves human response, which cannot be divorced from saving faith. A true biblicist holds to the mystery tension between God's sovereignty and human responsibility as reflected in the scriptures themselves. We are saved by grace alone, through faith alone, in Christ alone. But the nature of a saving faith involves a response of obedience. Thought: it is biblical to speak of faith as a response of obedience. This is Pastor Dwight J. Oswald, earnestly contending.